This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're heard each Saturday from noon to 2 p.m., but in your time zone, well, maybe a different time. It may be another time on Saturday, another time on Sunday. We're all over the clock across the country on our radio affiliates. And you can call us 877-726-8255 if you're listening to the show live, 877-726-TALK, for questions related to medicine in general or nutrition. We're here. We're live. And we're available to field your questions. In just a moment, I'm going to talk about a new blood test for Alzheimer's that's so precise that it could predict it 30 years ahead. But is it ready for prime time? We'll answer that question in just a moment. But first, let's take a recorded call. One of the ways you can get questions to us is via drhoffman.com. If you go to drhoffman.com, you can, on the homepage, on your PC or Mac, it's not yet enabled for mobile devices, you can click on the rectangle that's on the right side. It'll prompt you to record a question. You can get through to us just like Anna did. Hi, Anna.
About 2 years ago, I went to the doctor because I actually experienced some pain in my chest, and they found a left bundle branch block of my heart. They couldn't find anything else. I read that a left bundle branch block could actually have a connection to a post-infection of Lyme disease. About 5 years ago, I started suffering from histamine intolerance. Since this started, I have been feeling different than before. Yeah, I would just like to know if you know anything about infection with Lyme disease and that this can affect the heart and what you can actually do about it.
Okay, that's a kind of a complicated question. So first, let's talk about the finding of left bundle branch block in, I would guess, a middle-aged female. It's pretty common. There's a high incidence of something called LBB, and the corresponding finding on the right side is called RBB, right bundle branch block. But LBB is more common. And it's a glitch on your EKG, which may or may not be consequential. The chest pain that you experienced may not have anything to do with the left bundle branch block. It just prompted an EKG to investigate. And they said, yeah, probably they left you hanging. They said, oh, you know, you just have left bundle branch block. That create a lot of unnecessary worry and undue concern. But it's a pretty common finding that may not predict a problem later down the line. It's true that patients with left bundle branch block might be a little bit more prone to arrhythmias or atrial fibrillation later in life. It suggests the beginnings of a deterioration in your electrical system in your heart. But you could happily go to your grave at 110 with left bundle branch block. And in fact, many people do. So it's not life-threatening or dangerous. Then the question comes to, is it related to Lyme disease? Well, yes, Lyme disease can cause cardiac abnormalities. But before it causes cardiac abnormalities, it's more likely to signal its presence by making you feel really lousy, causing you to have joint problems, fatigue, brain problems, and malaise, maybe fevers. Technically, Lyme disease could be responsible for a myriad of problems. It's the problem with Lyme disease is that if you see something going on like, you know, MS or Alzheimer's disease, or somebody has pain in their knees, could it be Lyme disease? Yeah, it could be. But is that the most likely explanation? No, it is not. It's kind of an outlier, a relatively rare cause of heart problems. When it comes to histamine intolerance, that's an interesting question in itself because that may or may not be related to your heart problems or the presence of Lyme disease. Histamine intolerance occurs when people have an overabundance of histamine. And I've written some articles on that. You may want to Google histamine intolerance, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You find a nice article on that at drhoffman.com, which talks about the bathtub theory of histamine. So here's the idea. If your bathtub is overflowing, how do you fix that problem? Well, one, you turn off the faucet, and two, you open up the drain. And when people have an overabundance of histamine, they're cup runneth over, so to speak. Their bathtub of histamine is overflowing, and all that histamine circulating around the body causing swelling, congestion, skin itch, hives, and a myriad of problems that are related to histamine. It's one of the new paradigms in functional medicine or integrative medicine that explains a lot. And so what we do is we turn off the faucet by putting people on a low histamine diet, not consuming the foods that typically trigger histamine, and that may be an individual food that you're allergic to, like wheat or dairy, but it also may be a food that's relatively healthy and innocuous, like avocados. Avocados turn out to be big sources of histamine release for some people who are susceptible. I'm not saying people shouldn't eat avocados, but if you've got histamine overload, we tell people to go on a low histamine diet. Typical culprits, red wine is particularly bad, certain fish release a lot of histamine, like tuna, soy sauce. These are some of the things we tell people to explicitly avoid. And then we try to open up the drain. Well, by that we mean we want to accelerate the breakdown of histamine in the body. And we do that by looking for methylation problems. Some people have difficulty with methylation. They need more B vitamins. That may be genetic. And we also use quercetin to block the histamine effect. High-dose quercetin works best. Sometimes we tell people to take as much as three times daily, best taken away from meals. And a substance called DAO. DAO is present in a product called Histamine Block. You can find it at Fullscript, which is our online dispensary. And we give that to people 15, 20 minutes before meals to block the histamine release of foods that they may eat. DAO, or diamine oxidase, is a substance produced in the intestines that helps to break down histamine. Some people genetically produce only about 1/20th of the DAO they need to produce, or in certain disease states, they don't make enough DAO. And taking DAO from the outside can help to further open up the drain and let some of that histamine out and reduce your overall levels of histamine. That's a little bit far afield from the original question about left bundle branch block, which I don't think is particularly related to the histamine issue, although, hey, anything is possible, but we look for the most likely clues. All right, with great fanfare, they've announced that a new blood test for Alzheimer's has been developed that is so precise it predicted 30 years ahead. They say it was accurate in 90% of patients tested. And I'm reading here from the article, which kind of reads like a press release. It's a rave review. Key to the new method is detecting the presence of amyloid beta deposits, or plaques, generally thought to be one of the main drivers of Alzheimer's. Until now, detecting those plaques has proven tricky and impossible as far as a blood test goes, because you can sometimes scan the brain for amyloid deposits. These brain scans are expensive and not readily available. And by the time that amyloid beta starts to appear in measurable quantities in your brain, it's pretty far down the line. And so you want advanced prediction, right? So now, from a tiny blood sample, our method can measure several amyloid-related proteins, even though the concentration is extremely low, says a team member, Koichi Tanaka, from the Shimadzu Corporation in Japan. He says, we found that the ratio of these proteins was an accurate surrogate for brain amyloid burden. So very cool. We can now detect Alzheimer's with a very sensitive blood test 20 to 30 years before it develops. But there are a couple of problems with this. So one of the problems is that the test is not expected to hit the market until well into the 2020s. It may be 2022 or 2023. Boy, I realize it's going to be hard to say. 2022, 2023. Coming up, folks, get ready to pronounce it. By the early 2020s, the test may be commercially available, but it's going to be a minimum of 5 years away from general release. So here's the other problem. Currently, there is no effective treatment for Alzheimer's disease. The medications don't really work. And the only possible treatment is diet and lifestyle. Certain supplements may be beneficial. But these are things that you should be doing anyway if you want to protect your brain from deterioration. So unless they come up with a bang-bang cure for Alzheimer's disease, it's going to cause some people some distress, but they may not be able to do a lot about it, learning that 20 or 30 years hence, they may be subject to dementia and Alzheimer's disease because of a blood test. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional-grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribe them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Coming up, we're going to talk about one of the reasons why plastic surgery rates are soaring among America's young people. Also, a unique non-pharmacological way to deal with depression. But first, let's take a call from Diane. How are you?
Hi, I'm a 68-year-old woman who's had mitral valve repair in 2014, and I take ramipril, an ACE inhibitor, and was wondering if I should avoid vitamin K to help absorption of omega-3. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the question has to do with a pretty common surgery, which is mitral valve repair. That's a valve between the atrium and the ventricle and the heart, which often becomes frayed, may be subject to what's called mitral insufficiency, which means when the heart pumps, instead of pushing the blood out, the blood leaks back, reducing the cardiac output. And it's the kind of surgery that can be accomplished pretty efficiently these days. In older individuals, more commonly, it's the aortic valve that gets repaired, and that can be repaired through something called CAVRs, which is threading a catheter up through either the femoral artery, or sometimes they do it through the artery in the wrist, and they go right in the heart and they fix the valve. Pretty cool. Don't have to crack the chest. When you have had that, it turns out she's on a couple of blood pressure medications, but it doesn't seem like she's on a blood thinner. That part I didn't hear. The blood thinner that could be interfered with vitamin K would be Coumadin. And if you're not on Coumadin, you absolutely can take vitamin K. And vitamin K would be beneficial for the heart as well as the bones. So as a woman, probably concerned about osteoporosis risk, and a particular type of vitamin K called MK7 can help to send the calcium to the right place into the bones and keep it away from your coronary arteries. And there's some pretty good research now on vitamin K for preventing atherosclerosis. So all my patients who are concerned about elevated calcium scores, I have them on MK7. And turns out the dose is a little higher than we used to think. We started in the old days giving 90 micrograms, and then we upped it to 180 micrograms. Now we're giving about 320 or 360 for cardiovascular prevention. And while vitamin K may reverse the blood thinning effects of Coumadin, there's no evidence that taking high doses of vitamin K causes blood clots, except in people who are taking Coumadin. I mean, there you got to be careful. But I even have some patients on Coumadin taking a little bit of vitamin K to get the vitamin K benefits while taking Coumadin, but it's not something you want to do on your own. You need a health professional to help guide you if you're going to do that. Okay, this item. It turns out there's a big uptick in cosmetic surgery procedures for young people, especially nose jobs or rhinoplasty. So researchers decided to see what's up with that, and they wrote a paper entitled Distortive Effects of Short-Distance Photographs on Nasal Appearance, The Selfie Effect. Researchers at Rutgers New Jersey Medical School undertook research. The lead researcher was assistant professor of otolaryngology who specializes in facial plastic and reconstructive surgery. And he says that in his experience, he was frequently shown selfies as examples of why patients were requesting surgery to make their noses smaller. He says, quote, young adults are constantly taking selfies to post to social media and think those images are representative of how they really look, which can have an impact on their emotional state. He said, I want them to realize that when they take a selfie, they're in essence looking into a portable funhouse mirror, because it turns out that a selfie taken at 12 inches from the face makes the nasal base appear approximately 30% wider and the nasal tip 7% wider than if the photograph had been taken at 5 feet, a standard portrait distance that provides a more accurate assessment of what your nose looks like. So beware the selfie effect if you're gearing for plastic surgery. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. We got a call from Nancy in Green Bay, Wisconsin. How you doing?
pretty good, but I get frequent bladder infections, and I already had a kidney ultrasound test and a CYSTO test, and they found nothing wrong, but now I have another one, and right after that test, so, and they put me on probiotics.
Yeah, and, well, that's a great idea. That's a little more natural approach than antibiotics. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, I'm on an antibiotic right now because I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
So, but I was wondering if you had any idea why I get these so often. I'm 91 years old.
Okay, well, right there. I mean, the fact that, you know, women who are older, and men, but in particular women, post-menopause, the... you know, lack of estrogen can sometimes cause the urethra to be a little bit less resistant to infection, and that's the pathway by which bacteria head up into the bladder. And so, you know, the combination of declining immunity, maybe a little bit of vaginal atrophy that occurs with menopause. Sometimes the treatment for frequent urinary tract infections is apply a little estrogen cream externally. And you know, that's something you can do it even at 91. It actually rejuvenates the tissues a little bit. The other thing that you can do is you can take something called D-mannose. Have you heard of D-mannose?
Yes, I do take that. I do take that in the pill form. They didn't have the powder form when I went to get it. But I've been taking the pill form of that, too.
Good, good for you. So you are an astute listener to Intelligent Medicine, a follower of natural therapies. But how much do you take?
I take one of these little pills a day.
No, that see, that's
yogurt.
The problem. That's the problem. I see, that's the, you know, I think, and this is kind of a teachable moment for supplements in general, is that some things are helpful, and you read studies, and then you say, well, you know, I'll just take a pill, you know. Makes sense. I mean, with many medications, it's a one-a-day thing or one-a-day vitamin. But actually, the way D-mannose works is you have to take several grams of it a day, and a pill is going to be at most 500 to 1,000 milligrams, which is a half to 1 gram. You really have to take about a teaspoon, which is 3-4 grams of the stuff, and that would be 3 to 4 capsules three times daily to get the protective effect. So, you know, it could be that you know, you're so far gone, so susceptible to urinary tract infections, the D-mannose won't work for you anymore. But you haven't realized its full potential. And it is safe to take. There's no big downside to taking D-mannose for a while. You could try it for a month. See if you can get a hold of the powder.
I can get the powder then.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, Green Bay's a pretty civilized place, so you can find a health food store where they can help you out. You know, it's still, I mean, yeah, it's Wisconsin, but, you know, it's still pretty. Yeah, it's not the boonies, and you can probably find a place where you can get the powder. And then you want to take a teaspoon three times a day, and it actually tastes fairly pleasant. It's, you know, not one of these things where I have to hold your nose. It's fairly, it's a sugar. So it has a sugary taste, not too unpleasant. You can take it in a little bit of cranberry concentrate. Don't use the sweetened cranberry juice, but get some cranberry concentrate. A good company is Hain, and mix that with your D-mannose. The D-mannose will take the tart edge off the cranberry concentrate. Use about, I'd say use even about a quarter cup of cranberry concentrate, and then dilute it. You know, put in some more water to make it, you know, an 8-ounce glass, and then dissolve a teaspoon of D-mannose in it. And do that three times daily. And, you know, first of all, hydrating is good because you'll flush your bladder. Sometimes people are older. They have urinary frequency, so they don't like to drink. They become dehydrated. The bladder, you know, things, bacteria sits in the bladder. You know, as long as you're close to a bathroom, it's okay to pee a lot. And then you'll flush the bacteria out. And between the cranberry and the D-mannose, that may keep the bacteria from adhering, the E. coli bacteria from adhering to your bladder wall. And that should help. That really, you know, that's what some of our patients with even severe multiple sclerosis, where they have dead nerves to their bladder, where they really don't empty their bladder properly. It's been a lifesaver, a real miracle. And I attribute this information to my good mentor, Dr. Jonathan Wright, who pointed this out way back when, probably the late 80s, early 90s. I've been using this approach for, you know, at least 25 years. It can really help. So give it a shot. And don't hesitate to call us back and let us know, yay or nay, did it work? We'd love to hear from you, all right, on a future broadcast. Thanks for calling. And I want to turn you on to an item that we really believe in. You know, sponsors that we take in this program, we have to believe in the product. We're not just mercenary. We don't want to just, you know, take money from sponsors and then disappoint listeners. So here we go, talking about the Zona Plus once again. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it really works for the vast majority of patients who use it regularly. You got to use it on a daily basis for 4 to 6 weeks, and very likely you'll see a reduction in your blood pressure and the ability to either go off medication or reduce your medication considerably. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks, and we're seeing that. So if you want to find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Go to their website, orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. But you have to use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Find it at orderzona.com. Okay, here's a way that we can dramatically reduce dependency on blood pressure, I'm sorry, on antidepressant medication. And in fact, that really should be our goal, because a big article in the New York Times created quite a stir recently. I'm not sure why, because it's not new news, is that people have a heck of a time getting off their antidepressants. It's not that easy. You can't just stop. People really have what's called Prozac backlash, and that could be a Prozac, Lexapro, any number of medications that work in a similar way. The body gets used to them. And when you try to go off, you go through all kinds of withdrawal symptoms. So if you're suffering from mild to moderate depression, it behooves you to try natural approaches. And what's a very effective natural approach? Turns out that exercise can be a very effective way to deal with depression. Why aren't American doctors prescribing it? Well, it's partially because they think that patients simply won't follow their lifestyle advice. A lot of doctors are kind of cynical and jaded about whether the patients are really going to take up their advice. Many doctors themselves are inveterate exercisers, but it turns out that exercise creates neuroplasticity. It helps the body make new neural pathways and creates growth in the hippocampus, a part of the brain that's generally shrunken in people with depression. We talked earlier about the effects of long-term sitting on the brain. It literally thins out the cortex of the brain, in particular the part of the brain associated with memory. Well, exercise also has a nice effect on mood. You generate endorphins. And personally, I find exercise a wonderful hedge against dark moods. It's one of the major reasons that I like to exercise, because it's a mood enhancer. Also makes you healthier. And, you know, frankly, it makes you look better. Exercise isn't a cure-all. And, of course, antidepressants aren't a complete scam. But antidepressant medication use could be substantially reduced or avoided if people would embark on serious regular exercise programs. Okay. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be right back with more of your questions and Intelligent Medicine features here on this program.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And in just a moment, we'll tell you the longevity secret of the world's oldest living man, who's 112. But first, let's take a call from John. Hi, John.
Hi, doctor. This is John from Long Island. My friend was recently diagnosed with ALS, and I'm wondering if you could recommend any supplements that he should add to his regimen. And also, is there any association between ALS and an anti-cholesterol drug called Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I didn't even anticipate this question, but it really is in our wheelhouse because earlier in the program, we talked about the association between cholesterol-lowering medication and ALS. Now, of course, ALS is not caused solely by cholesterol-lowering medication because Lou Gehrig had it well before the statin era. But Zetia, slightly different type of medication, also lowers cholesterol. Definitely, if this were my patient, I'd have him go off the cholesterol-lowering medication because cholesterol is an essential building block for the membranes that make up the brain. In fact, the brain's cholesterol content is super high. If you look at cholesterol content of foods, the French like to eat cerveau, which is brains, and it's considered a delicacy, and that's one of the highest cholesterol foods around. So stop the medication. Why be on the medication if you've been diagnosed with a disease that's ultimately fatal? It's much more likely that you'll die of the ALS than of cardiovascular disease. So it may be that this person's high cholesterol is a compensatory reaction to the ALS. It's actually been shown that sometimes the body ramps up your cholesterol production in response to a challenging disease. So I would leave that alone, big time. Okay, in terms of supplements, I got to say that there's no magic supplement formula for ALS. If you were to run into an integrative doctor who says, hey, I got a cure for ALS, come hither, I'll fix you up, I would run in the opposite direction because there is no cure. But I think we can really make things easier for ALS sufferers and prolong their survival and keep them healthier with supplementation. And I would start with a real strong dose of antioxidants. Certain forms of ALS seem to be affected by free radicals, and so high doses of vitamin E, perhaps 1,200 international units of gamma-E, gamma-tocopherol, would be in order. And also high levels of N-acetylcysteine, maybe 1,200 three times daily would be helpful for raising glutathione levels. Some doctors offer intravenous glutathione, which is another way to boost glutathione levels in the body without with bypassing the gastrointestinal tract. Also, I would make use of omega-3 fatty acids. They help to stabilize the membranes in the brain, phosphatidylcholine, since this is a nerve disease. Phosphatidylcholine is a building block for neurotransmitter and also for myelin that helps with the nerves that may be affected in ALS. I would also consider nicotinamide riboside, which is a potent raiser of NAD in the brain and in the body. And, you know, when brain disorders occur, there's a brownout in terms of brain energy production. Coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol can help that, and so too can a product like Niacel, which is nicotinamide riboside. So these are among the things that are helpful. Perhaps resveratrol might play a role there. I've seen some anecdotal reports that high-dose coconut oil is helpful in ALS, just as it might be in Alzheimer's disease. Also, and this is an ambitious undertaking, I might consider a ketogenic diet, because the brain does better when it's suffering from neurological diseases like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or ALS, when it's fueled by ketones as opposed to glucose. So that's a diet that's, you know, difficult to comply with, but now there are products that help support a ketogenic diet that are sources of dietary ketones. And you have to restrict your carbs. You get most of your energy from fat. You have an adequate amount of protein. And that diet can be structured by a professional nutritionist. It's a little hard to do that on your own. But that may be the key to improved performance. I've had some patients with ALS for whom I've given them testosterone, the men. They do better. They're stronger. They have less muscle deterioration, better mood in the face of a disease that inevitably robs you of muscle strength. That might be part of a comprehensive portfolio for patients with ALS. But, you know, it's a challenging disease, no question. And there are different forms of ALS. As, you know, Stephen Hawking recently demonstrated he had the disease for decades. Other people succumb to ALS within, you know, very few years. So there may be different subtypes of ALS that respond to different approaches. All right, so the world's oldest living man is now Masaso Nonaka of Japan. Guess when he was born? He was born on July 25th, 1905. That's the same year Albert Einstein introduced his theory of special relativity. Theodore Roosevelt was president at that time. What does he credit his longevity to? Eating sweets. And, you know, for those of you who are on an ultra-low sugar diet in an effort to extend your lifespan, this sounds like a repudiation. He responded, yum, when he was presented with a cake that accompanied his official record certificate this week. He's especially fond of strawberry sponge cake, which I presume includes gluten. But any dessert will do, says Masaso Nonaka. He loves eating any kind of sweets, Japanese or Western style, says his granddaughter, Yuko Nonaka, who's probably about 80 years old herself. He needs a wheelchair to move, but he's in good condition. He reads newspapers every day. And he likes to soak in hot springs as well. So, you know, I just introduced that to lighten things up a little bit, because, you know, when it comes to longevity, different strokes for different folks. Hey, recently we did a podcast on the subject of a book called The Toxin Solution. You can look for that podcast at drhoffman.com this week when we post podcasts. The author, Joseph Pizzorno, talks about the invisible drivers of countless health problems. And what we discover, and I learned a lot during this program, is that diabetes isn't necessarily caused by simple overweight, too much food, and lack of exercise. It can be caused by toxicity. Toxicity messes up your metabolic pathways. And there are certain foods which are called obesogens. They're foods that are laden with chemicals that disrupt your metabolism. And some of them are estrogen mimics. They may also increase the risk of estrogenic cancers, prostate cancer in men, breast cancer, and uterine cancer in women. And these are ubiquitous in our environment, and they're present in air, water, food, and the products that we use on our skin and in our underarm deodorants for oral health. And we need to minimize our toxic exposure. So please check out that podcast. It's one among many that you can find at drhoffman.com. This program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon, because we've got lots of material that's available to you. Podcasts you can download, posts on Facebook, and Twitter, and many articles that you can check out at drhoffman.com. And you can also subscribe to our newsletter, so I encourage you to do so. Also, if you hear about supplements, say you want to get a handle on something like D-Mannose that we talked about earlier, and you can't find it at your local health food store, check out drhoffman.com, click on the shop button, and the drop-down menu will lead you to FullScript, which is our online dispensary that you're entitled to use, as well as the patients for whom I curate products at the Hoffman practice here in New York. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. Stay healthy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.